Inside an art gallery at the university's library, five Buddhist monks stand side by side. They're wearing bright orange robes and yellow hats.
Good morning, everybody. We are going to build the sand mandala.
The sand mandala, or sand painting, is a sacred art form created by the monks over a five-day period. Before they build, they chant.
My name is Gishi Gyaltsen. My monastery is based in South India, original from Tibet. Before we make the mandala, we bless the place. Also, we praying for the world peace.
Gyaltsen explains that the mandala they're about to create, using a vivid palette of sands, is for universal compassion.
They have different colors, different flowers, different symbols.
The monks start out by scooping red, blue, and yellow dye-colored sands into small cones. Then they scrape the cones with metal sticks. Scraping the cones is how they gently move the grains of sand into intricate patterns. Gyaltsen says it's hard work that requires many years of practice at their monastery in southern India, where they live with 1,400 other monks.
We live together, we study together, we meditate together, but all the monks cannot do this mandala.
The mandala is beautiful, and tapping 6 hours a day, that's very impressive. You know, they have to have very sturdy hands, and they are doing a meditation at the same time when they are doing the words.
That's Pat Chiapravat. She's a professor of art history at Sacramento State.
In Buddhist tradition, life is only a grain of sand. So think how big the ocean is, and we, as a human being, we are just this little piece of sand in the ocean. So it teaches you how to be unattached, you know, teaching about unattachment.
And Chiapravat says by detaching from our desires for things, people, and concepts, we attain a heightened perspective. Chiapravat says the monks typically visit larger universities, but she says one reason they decided to come to Sacramento State is because 20% of the school's student population is of Southeast Asian descent, Hmong, Mien, Laotian, Cambodian, and Vietnamese. Chiapravat says the new generation of students in the school's Asian Studies program is mostly Asian women.
When I started 7 years ago, the majority are Caucasian students, male students who are thinking of Asia as exotic place, you know, they wanted to learn about it. Now is the Asian students who wanted to understand about their cultural heritage, history. They wanted to find their own identity.
One of those students is Pao Vang. This is her third year at Sacramento State. She's majoring in Asian studies. Vang is watching intently as the monks work the sand.
I think it's interesting, all those different sand colors that they poured in on top of the mandala, and they do like bit by bit. And I think those bit by bit brings like enlightenment.
And that enlightenment, says Buddhist monk Gishi Gyaltsen, is intended to be spread.
I can share with the young generations, because university, they have the teenage students learning knowledge, new knowledge, and making experience and get very good cultural exchange.
The sand mandala should be finished by Friday. On Saturday, Gyaltsen and the other monks will disassemble it. They'll put some of the sand into small bags and give them to people. The rest will be poured into the American River near campus during a dissolution ceremony. You can see pictures of the sand mandala at our website, capradio.org. This is Capital Public Radio News.